Welcome to the Pan Eric A Staff Podcast, and today we have with us
Jeff,
Gavin,
Eric CK,
and we're going to talk about our New Year's resolutions for this year and recap on whether we
fulfilled
last year's obligations.
I do remember sitting in a similar podcast from last year.
I don't remember what I resolved to do last year.
Well,
I remember what I resolved to do, but I don't remember if we had a podcast about it.
Yes.
Oh.
Unless you resolve something else later. I don't know.
I resolved to forget last year's resolution.
I don't know. Last year's resolution was kind of important to you.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was.
Josh has got notes.
Josh did homework. He went and listened to the past.
I want to say that I probably wanted to draw more.
No.
Okay. Well, I did want to.
And I failed.
Shit, I don't know. I came out as trans this year.
Nope.
That was exciting.
It's not it.
Was that one of your resolutions?
I don't remember.
I don't think.
Well, I had a friend ask me.
Had you not been that far down the thought process back then?
I had a friend ask me, they said, you know, instead of a resolution, they were like, what are you most proud of in 2015? Yeah. And what do you want to accomplish in 2016? Because like resolutions, a lot of times people kind of fizzle out on them. But yeah. I had said that my biggest accomplishment for 2015 was coming out and like starting to pursue that process. And I don't remember what I said my resolution was last year.
It was more fun, I guess.
Less
fun
life,
related.
Life altering.
Yes, it was
fun related.
It's like play more games.
Specific game.
Really? It was about a game?
Oh, it was to catch them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I did.
There you go. See, you accomplished it.
Now I remember. Hey, I did it.
Well done.
But now they've made.
Are there more?
There are, yeah. I don't. Because they released Hoopa. I don't have him.
Oh, I thought that was the name of the game. Like Hoopa, that's a weird
transition.
Oh, no,
it's a Pokemon. But the
they're releasing them one at a time now.
Well, he's like a super legendary.
Oh, yeah. Like the original Mew was back in the day.
Yeah, he's like an event Pokemon. Like I don't think you can catch him in the game.
Yeah, you have to go to one of the.
You have to go like a GameStop or something.
Interesting.
But no, I don't have him. But I'm hoping they make a new one like this October. Kind of on schedule.
I got the original Mew by going downstairs at the corporate headquarters, and they had one of the kiosks set up that they're going to bring to one of those events.
Yeah.
Guys, hey, give me your game. Plugged it in. Had Mew. Now I went to reload it on my old Game Boy, and the battery, it died.
Oh, the cartridge.
Yeah, in the cartridge. So
unfortunate.
All those original
gone.
Black and white Pokemon adventures gone.
Jeff, what was
so
yours?
Jeff, what was yours?
To spend more time with friends,
yes.
Social things. I remember I failed pretty miserably.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you even remember it at all?
No, I did.
Like throughout the year.
And what's funny is because there's certain people that, you know, just because of time and circumstances, they're in different circles than they were before.
Sure.
And then when you reconnect with them, you're like, man, I really like hanging out with these people. Why don't I hang out with these people more often?
Mm-hmm.
And then time passes again and such and such. So yeah, some of those friends I alluded to in the podcast, I had them over to watch one of the college football games. And I had another friend who was going to host, and he started like, oh, I don't know. And I said, you know what? Come to my house.
Yeah.
We'll watch. So I've tried, but not nearly as much as I'd like. Just, you know, get older, everyone's got their own families and kids, and I never have a weekend without something planned, whether it's a soccer lesson or a doctor's appointment or a clean the garage or something. It's just, there's no such thing as, even tonight I've got to go to a meeting at my kid's school for a project that he's got coming up over the next year. Mm-hmm. It's just, so that'll be a continuing resolution to continue to always.
Did you improve over the previous year, though?
Yeah, I think so. I improved. I didn't do as good as I wanted to.
Progression. It's good.
Progression.
All right, Eric.
I have no idea what mine was.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about what you were doing around that time.
You finally
was
get that
move?
It had to do with moving.
I moved. I did move.
Mm-hmm. Was part place? Of the process
was
of
it
moving.
Selling your house?
Something.
Getting rid of stuff?
Getting rid of shit,
Getting rid of stuff. I did downsize quite a bit of stuff when I moved.
Yeah.
I still need to downsize more, though. Like, I still have some stuff that is still in boxes from the move that And some of it's like memento stuff that I want to keep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is stuff that is not memento and I have not opened or accessed since I moved and could get rid of.
So you didn't complete your resolution.
I didn't get rid of, well, I don't know. Do you ever get rid of all of it? Like, yeah.
Well, you
it's an ongoing process, but
yeah.
There is more stuff.
But you obviously know you have a bunch that you shouldn't
but
have.
But I did get rid of several carloads of stuff that either went to Goodwill or went to my sister that she wanted or whatever.
Excuse me, my cell phone apparently is not muted.
Jesus Christ.
Amateur hour.
It was amateur hour. I turned it off. I'm sorry. I will turn off the mute.
Work in progress. Mm. Work in progress.
It feels so good to get rid of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's so freeing. Especially when you donate it, because then you know, like, somebody else is going to at least get to appreciate this.
Yeah, my sister, she's in this thing called, it's called Buy Nothing, and hers is Buy Nothing Bothell, but it's like, it's a group of people on Facebook that just share stuff. Like, someone will post a thing, and then other people will be like, yeah, I want that. And then if there's just one person, they give it to them, or they make a decision, or if there's, like, a lot, they'll do, like, a random thing. And it could be, like, I have this VCR that no longer works, and someone would be like, oh, I want to give that to my kids to take apart and have fun with or whatever. Like, So a bunch of my stuff went to her.
Did you move closer to the office? Is that
from Northgate to Kirkland? So,
okay,
yeah, much closer.
You could always get one of those tiny houses, and that'll really force you to downsize.
Yeah,
I went the opposite. I got a bigger condo. I went from a 2-bedroom to a 3-bedroom, so I have more room for stuff now.
You can turn one of the bedrooms into a collectible figurine Lego display, right?
Collectible.
I was reading an article today that Lego appreciates in value at a greater percentage than gold. You get a 12% return on your investment year over year, which is a higher return than most bank accounts and gold.
It's got to cap out sometime.
You think so, but
Legos cost the same now as I remember them costing when I was a kid. Like,
you can find them at like
same cost. Like, used to be cheaper or anything.
You can find them at Goodwills and Value Villages quite a bit. They're like, they'll have like little bags. Like, it's not the original boxes.
Yeah,
but they'll just have like little bags of random Legos.
And I'm sure the collector's market is like, it's all about original packaging and things.
I've bought some Legos on eBay.
Have you?
Yeah, I know sites where you can go and buy individual pieces and stuff trying to. Because I had a project one year where when I lived in Florida, one of my friends there. Her favorite set when she was a kid was like the horse set, like the little horse. It had like a trailer and like a little farmhouse for them and everything. And I found it on eBay, original box and stuff, but it was missing some pieces. And so I got it home, pulled out the instructions, built it, figured out what was missing, and then bought those individual pieces and then put it all together and gave that to her for Christmas. So like that was, I'm weirdly familiar with the like Lego gray market.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been to, there's somewhere, I think it's close to Portland. We went to this Lego place, but it's not like an official Lego store or anything. And they have like just bins of individual Legos that you can just like, you know, like fill up a bowl with, and you can buy so many for, you know, a certain amount of weight and stuff.
That's
like that.
Cool.
Well, it's pretty cool.
Any of the Lego stores, like at the malls, do that too. Yeah.
But they have like a very
and they have used ones
selection.
Like, yeah.
This is used.
All sorts of stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't, that was what was always, that's why Legos are worth so, why they're so valuable year over year, is because I have Legos that I've had since I was a kid, and they are the same. Like, they've always made them out of a superior plastic.
They're all machined perfectly.
Yeah, like Mega Blocks and stuff. Like, the plastic gets brittle, and they crack and break easily. Yeah. Whereas the Lego ones, like, aside from, you know, like getting dirty or fading or something, like even the fade is not very severe. There's
that's quality. Something I did not get rid of. I have several tubs of Legos.
Yeah, I got rid of my Kinects this year, but I did not get rid of a single Lego brick.
They're still in storage.
Ethan's starting to amass quite a collection. And you used to get, Gavin, and I don't know if you still do, the Lego advent calendars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are cool.
And I was a little slow to get this year's release, and they've become a tradition in my house as well for Ethan.
Yeah.
So I ended up paying like twice as much for it, because I bought it like after they had all sold out in retail.
Mm.
So the only place selling them were on Amazon marketplaces that had increased the price on them. But
that's a good idea. Make some money there.
I think there's a lot of those Amazon Marketplace stores that buy toys that they know are going to be hot then jack the price up on them.
Sure.
Makes sense.
When I was looking to buy some games for our shows, like they had Superman on there for like $500 or something like that.
Superman 64?
Yeah. Because it's so hard to get. It's ridiculous.
There's a great little shop that you should know about in Ballard called, it's called like Super Brothers Games or something simple like that. But I bought Banjo-Tooie there. So like they sell a lot of old cartridge stuff, similar to like Pink Gorilla.
Yeah, Pink Gorilla.
Yeah.
But different selection.
All right, so.
We went really off topic.
Resolutions.
Oh, we need new ones?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think about
that. Got a new thing. Got to have another
start
milestone. What about you, Eric?
I'm going to resolve to go under the knife effectively. So Monday, I'm going to go. I'm going to get laser, I guess. Monday, I'm getting LASIK, and then, which I've been thinking about for years and years. And then I want to go. There's several procedures they can do to reduce snoring.
Oh yeah, like septum stuff.
Yeah, so I wanna investigate that.
I had my tonsils out several years ago as a direct result of my wife saying you snore too loud.
And that, like, I've never had my tonsils out, so that might
that was a big one. Yeah, I mean, I still snore a bit, but it's much less than it used to be.
Yeah, so I need to go to some sleep clinic and see what their options are and investigate that. But LASIK is Monday. I'm doing that Monday.
My mom had a bad experience with having her tonsils up, but I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I'll share that story.
You know, it's probably not the best hospital. It was like in the middle of nowhere, so, you know.
It was horrible. It's one of those things everyone, like, had it done with their kids, and they're like, oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
It was the most miserable 3 weeks of my life. Oh, I still, even all the benefits of post, I'm not sure I would have done the treatment.
I would almost
rather have a CPAP machine every night.
Good luck, Eric. This sounds really great.
Is that standard? Like, is it harder, more difficult for adults?
As you get older, I guess. But it was.
Yeah, all surgeries. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah.
It was not fun. It was not. I thought it'd be, probably part of it was expectations. I thought it'd be, a weekend, four days.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like such a simple thing. You just have your tonsils out.
Yeah.
I never had mine out.
Neither have I.
Well, maybe we're also resolved to write a will before that. That's a good plan.
Because you will kill yourself because the recovery is so bad. Not because of the surgery. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Anything else? I don't know. That's like something you want to accomplish.
Those are things that I need to build up the courage to go
True.
Like, you know.
It's true.
Just policing your resolutions. Right? He's judging you.
You know, anything else?
Any better ones you can think of?
Anything more long-term,
really.
I like
achievable ones, and those I feel like I can achieve. You know? Like,
it does feel good to have ones that you actually know that you're going to, like, that you can work towards getting, and not just sort of like an idea of like, I want to be more healthy or something. Like, those are harder to quantify, I think.
All right, Gavin.
I have a similar one, actually. I want to get top surgery this year, which hopefully will be a laparoscopic procedure where they don't have to make incisions. They use like, they make really tiny incisions. Like the way they do
Oddly enough, I also had the surgery and the recovery was no. Just kidding. Just kidding.
So yeah, I have to like look into that, and that's just like a big stress thing to think about and all the insurance crap that'll bring up. But that's also like, that's one that I guess is less out of my control. But a more more within my control is one that I actually have talked to my therapist about, which is, she called it extending compassion to myself.
I love those psychological buzzwords.
Well, because it makes sense. I try to take care of everybody else, and then I don't take very good care of me. And the one thing that I'm supposed to be doing right now is, sort of like an idea of self-preservation, is whenever I get misgendered or when people use like my dead name, I don't correct them. I'm really bad about it, especially like in like single serving situations, like the barista at a coffee shop or the server at a restaurant and stuff. And like, it's, I need to be better about it. And she told me to start small and stuff like that and then build up from there. And oh, that is, that's one of my resolutions. We'll see. I've already failed because it happened at dinner on Sunday and I did nothing. And then when the server walked away, Amy's like, you were supposed to say something. And I was like, damn it, I know.
So did the server know you then?
Hmm?
Did the server know you?
No.
Or they just referred to you as...
She called me the birthday girl because we were kidding that it was my birthday.
They didn't say the wrong name.
No, yeah. So Amy just looked at me and was like, I know. Like, she gave me that nod, like, yeah. But it's hard. Tricky. It's hard. Like, I always feel like, well, I don't want to make that person feel uncomfortable and stuff. Yeah. And then my doctor's like, but you feel uncomfortable. And I was like, yeah. But, and she's like, that's not okay. So, okay. I'm going to work on it. We'll see.
Sounds like
you've
got a pretty good doctor, though.
She's awesome.
Doctor.
She's awesome. I go to Seattle Counseling Services, and they are like, they've been an LGBT focused counseling service since like the 60s or something. Mm. Like, they are the place.
So they're way ahead of the game.
They're the place that you want to go to if you want like an, you know, LGBT focused therapist in Seattle. And they have like a lot of programs to work with you if you have like no insurance or low income and things like that. They're awesome.
Fair enough.
All right, Jeff. Did you think of something?
I'm going to cop out. No, I sort of. It's actually along the similar vein, something that I've been working on actually prior to the new year, though, is maintaining better mental health in general. mostly because the Seahawks losses were destroying me early in the season.
Hmm.
And it was
you're supposed to work on that last year too.
Yeah.
you need coping mechanisms.
But I've coping mechanisms, and actually you know, the family starting to see professionals, not because of the Seahawks, mm-hmm. but in general for just because it's a good thing, I think.
Did you go to the official therapist of the Seattle Seahawks?
What's funny is he ended up being a total, he's a season ticket holder as well.
No, there you go.
So
that's good though, man.
Yeah.
You can relate.
So, just improving mental health and recognizing personal flaws that and taking steps to correct it.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process, but we'll keep working on that. Try not to, I don't want to say I have a temper, but sometimes when my button gets pushed, mm-hmm. I burn bright. You guys have seen it when I've lost.
Yeah, but
things.
I mean, your anger isn't really directed outwards. You just have an air of anger about
an
you.
Anger.
You don't
yes.
lash out at others.
No, but learning
you
to
internalize
to
it.
Diffuse it better internally.
To let things go.
Yeah, let things go and to recognize
it's not that
what's worth it and what's not and things like that. I've had to work on. Because the problem is, as a parent, a lot of times your child just keeps doing things you told them not to do, and I don't want to be angry dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to be corrective dad, and you're not supposed to do that, but I don't want to be...
Well, you don't want him to see you get that angry and then feel like that's an appropriate response
for
him.
Ethan calls it when I'm thunderhead dad. He goes, I don't like it when you're thunderhead.
It's a good name.
So that's my big thing, is to work on that. So I eliminate... A rain cloud drizzle instead of thunderhead.
Yeah, there you go. Sprinkle dad.
Oh, that sounds a little inappropriate, doesn't it?
Sprinkle dad, that's a series of anime shows.
I like mental health resolutions. They're harder, I think, because they're not as outward facing. Like, it's very much a personal internal thing, whereas like if you say like, you know, I want to get healthier or exercise and stuff, that's something that other people can see you doing and sort of support you in. But I think it's harder to get that external support that you kind of need when you're...
Well, it's harder to quantify too.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
What is the goal?
I don't ever think there is an end point, honestly.
Sure.
It's a constant journey.
And it's one of those things.
It's always changing.
If it's working, you don't notice, right? Like, that's ideal. Is you don't think about the fact that like, hey, I wasn't angry. You just like a couple months down the line or something, you might be like, oh, you know what? I felt a lot better recently. Instead of it being like, you know, when you're down, you think about being down. But when you're good, you don't think about it until you realize how long it's been and stuff. So it's like, I like that kind of thing.
Hmm.
It's like a utility.
Yeah.
It's like plumbing. You don't care when it works.
I don't think I could do that.
Which episode are you talking about yours,
Josh? I don't know yet. Huh? I don't know yet.
Because I'm curious about what yours were.
You don't remember?
No.
Weren't you on my podcast?
I might have been. I know I was with Robert.
Mine's pretty easy to guess.
Get better at tennis.
Totally fucking failed too.
You wanna get better at tennis?
No,
it was
ping not
pong?
Failing at that. I'm fucking good at tennis.
Ping pong?
Good at
no,
serving.
It was something with the like editing or something, wasn't it?
No, it's sort of close though. It was music.
Oh, was it to play more music?
It was try to write more songs. Okay. Like write a song a month, which
that's ambitious.
No. Well, I mean, it's that's not write a good song, it's just finish one.
Yeah.
But
yeah
it's hard.
I remember there's an interview with Ben Gibbard where he was talking about that, where like he had to start treating writing music as a job, where he's like, sit down and write something every day, even if it sucks. Just write something, anything, and then know that you did something that day, and then like just build on that so you get in the habit of writing.
Yeah. Like yeah, that song a day thing that people do. You know, that's a good exercise, but it's
so intense.
Hard. Especially when you're very self critical.
Yeah, you gotta have a lot in you to pull that off.
Mm-hmm. Don't have it yet. Apparently.
Songwriting's gotta be hard because not only are you having to craft the lyrics, you have to craft the melody and the harmony to go with it, and
Yeah.
Just make some lyrics and say you're making
poetry.
Well,
I mean, it doesn't have to have lyrics.
No, that's true.
You know? It's just having it be right. That's the problem.
Are we gonna have a dedicated Star Wars spoiler podcast?
Oh, we could.
I think we should.
Idea. Okay. I would like to discuss.
I think you could also split that one up because everybody's going to have something to say about it. Because come on, yeah.
How many microphones you got?
Yeah, if you set it up as a spoiler like alert, though, at least people can know to listen to it after they see it. But
I wonder how well that Game of Thrones one went over.
Well, people
I never
like
got
Star
any feedback
Wars.
On that one. You know, if that if people were like, "What the fuck?"
or the Mad
you know,
because
they learned things that they didn't want to.
Oh,
you know.
Well, the Star Wars one is such listening. A phenomenon, though. Yeah. People watch Game of Thrones at like their own pace because it's like hours of content, right? But like, Star Wars, I think, is a thing that most people that really wanted to see it at this point now have seen it.
Right. Yeah,
it's been a few weekends.
And it doesn't have books to back it up that you might not have read.
Right.
Fuck you over.
There's only one Force Awakens book, and it's like just more about the same exact story that you know. So,
yeah,
is it about? Does it have to do with the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an actual legit one?
Yes. No. Yes, it is.
Oh, the novelization?
It's canonical, yeah. Because there's a couple little tidbits
in
there.
I tried to read the one, they released one called The Aftermath, I think is the name. Was it that took place between Force Awakens and Return of the Jedi. And it came out and it's canonical. I tried to read it and it was, I don't quit books very often.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if they're bad, I'm a completionist.
Is it like one of those like, J.R.R. Tolkien books where it's just a bunch of
drivel.
No,
it tried. It just
in between
the problem books. The problem is it's the connection to the old movies was so thin that I didn't have any investment.
Maybe after
in
seeing
any of this, maybe after
Force
seeing
Awakens,
maybe. But even then, I don't think there's that much of a connection.
Mm.
I know even Krahulik, he bought the book too, and he stopped reading it.
Yeah, I plan on reading the whole Force Awakens book after Rex is done with it. I think I'll read it.
Yeah. I am interested in the extra world building that's taking place outside the movie, but we could always talk about how was everyone's holiday break for those that took one.
It was good.
I didn't really have a break. I didn't take any extra days, I guess.
I ate Din Tai Fung twice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Turns out they're open 365 days a year.
Oh, there you go.
So we went on New Year's Day, and we went the day after Christmas.
Was it
and
crazy
they told
busy?
Us that they were open on Christmas. It's always crazy busy.
Yeah.
With 90-minute wait both times. I don't think that's outrageous. That's about average, I would say.
That's what you expect.
It's what I expect.
If you go in expecting it and planning for it, it's not a big deal.
We went there last night.
Time did you go?
And there was only 15-minute wait.
We went on New Year's Day around 1:30.
Huh. Surprised to be so busy at that time.
Take Ethan. I haven't taken Ethan.
We've decided like that it is now a New Year's Day tradition
that
we are going to uphold. And then we went the day after Christmas to the Bellevue location because the other one we went to the University
District.
I was going
to ask you if you went to the University one.
Yeah, we went to the University one on New Year's Day, but on the day after Christmas we went to the Bellevue Collection one, and that one is always busier because it's at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
That one still was 90-minute wait. But it was, I think we got there at like 3:30 or something. So we ate at like dinner time.
Robert was saying yesterday that they're building one on the top floor of Pike Place.
Pacific Place.
Pacific Place.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so pumped for that. Yeah.
That'll be a good spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Convenient to PAX West.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That'll be fucked on during PAX. Jesus Christ.
I can't wait for that.
It's far enough away that not PAX everyone will go.
All we have to do is say so.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say something.
We just did.
Well, that's...
Where's gonna spread?
Nobody
it's already fucked.
Hey, no, you can't eat there because you know what? You'll miss all your panels.
Yeah, yeah, it's too far.
You'll die.
Like miles and miles.
Well, that it's gonna take you forever. So
yeah,
you know.
But, hold on, the way PAX West is expanding, we might need that venue.
Yeah,
we have. And we'll have, just we have buildings beyond that.
We'll just
venue.
Have Typhoon panel room.
Yeah, we'll just. It's,
that'd
it's,
be
it's,
sweet.
No, Jeff.
You just serve dumplings.
Serve dumplings while you listen to Pitch Your Game Idea.
It's the DTF Theater.
Yes, that's right. It's perfect. All right. Let Kaufman know.
Yeah.
Let him in on that.
Let him in. That's the plan. We're just going to rent that restaurant for PAX.
Delicious. All right. If you guys have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@panda.com. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.